Speaking of live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio, but on the phone, I must mention, is the mayor of Beaver Dam, Bobby Mark. Madam Mayor, welcome to 95.3 this morning.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.
I thought we would start off this morning with an opportunity for you to introduce yourself. You've been in the mayor's office for just a few months. If I'm a new resident to Beaver Dam, tell me a little bit about my mayor and how you found your way to the mayor's office.
Okay, well, I have lived in Beaver Dam since 1985, and for 30 years I taught social studies at Beaver Dam High School and loved that career. Then I retired, and in retirement, I was asked to serve on the Common Council because our alderperson was no longer able to serve. And so I thought, okay, we'll give this a shot. And so I served on the Common Council for 2 years before finally becoming mayor.
And if there's, again, someone who you meet maybe down in the state capitol or somebody who doesn't know Beaver Dam, give me your thoughts about this community. What do you like to highlight when you discuss the city you're the mayor of?
Well, Beaver Dam is wonderfully gifted. First, in terms of geography, we are ideally located between the Fox Valley area, Milwaukee, and Madison. So even though we are a smaller community, we also have easy access to those large communities. We have a great variety, you know, for a town our size, we have such a great variety of activities and institutions that serve for entertainment and education and healthcare, all the things that anyone would need we have here in town. So I just think we are, you know, if you're looking for a close hometown feel, but still want to have big city amenities, Beaver Dam is the place. And then, of course, there's the lake. We don't want to forget the lake.
And we don't want to forget the people. How about the people of Beaver Dam? Besides the fact that they all know their civics very well because of the great social studies teachers we've had here in the past, how about the people of Beaver Dam?
You know, that has been the thing I've enjoyed the most since becoming mayor, is it's given me an opportunity to meet so many different people, people that I would not have normally met and gotten to know. And I'm just always impressed. Even before I was mayor, I was always impressed on how a community, which to me it seems so small, has such an abundance of talented and driven people. There's so many places in the community where you see that, where individuals have made such a big difference and are doing it every day. And I think we're really, really fortunate.
And when you see one of your former students, when they meet you on the street or they come to visit you in the office, do you sometimes quiz them if they understand the three branches of government or?
I don't. Very often they have to quiz me to see if I remember them because, of course, you know, I run into them and they're adults. Some of them are older adults, and I had them when they were 15 or 16 years old, and so they often look quite different. And so I often have people say, do you remember me? And I have no clue, but once they say their name and we chat a bit, then a lot of times I'll, I remember you.
Madam Mayor, when you get as old as me, you'll have figured it out that it doesn't matter to me. I just say, I don't remember. I'm embarrassed to say, but go ahead, just tell me. I'm not going to go dancing around. But you've got many years before you get to that point like me.
Fingers crossed. I don't know.
Okay. Where is Bobby Mark spending her waking hours? Where's the focus of the mayor's office in Beaver Dam now in early April? What are some of the things you're actively involved in?
Well, one of my main jobs is to act as leader of the Common Council. And so right now I'm busy with the election in April. We had half of the Common Council was reelected. or elected to their positions. In this case, they were all reelected because all of the incumbents won. And so now we have committee appointments. We have two standing committees on the council, the Operations Committee and the Administrative Committee. And any kind of city business goes through one or the other committee before it gets to the Common Council. The committees are where sort of the actual details are worked out and where the long discussions are held. And so they kind of pave the way for business that is coming to the council. But so every 2 years we take a look at who's on which committees. And, you know, I ask alders which committees they'd like to be on. So right now I'm just finishing that up. So we'll put that out there next at our meeting on Monday, and that will be confirmed. And so those committee appointments will last, at least for the next year before there's another election. So that's kind of what I've been busy with this week. Also, I've been attending meetings that are looking forward to the tourist season and all the wonderful events that are going to be happening as the weather warms up here. So that's always fun to see what different groups have planned and hear about the activities that are going to be going on. So those have been kind of the two big focuses this week.
Anything, well, we here at the radio station have a sure sign of spring every Saturday morning because we have the rebroadcast of the Garden Doctor show that comes up at 10 o'clock. So we always know when it's spring here at the radio station. But as we turn to warmer weather here in Beaver Dam, anything regarding brush pickup, any change, when the road crews are going to be out starting to repair area thoroughfares, anything that you particularly want to highlight with the new season?
Well, we do have several major road projects that are scheduled for this summer. There's going to be a two-block section on the end of Front Street up by the movie theater. That's going to be completely reconstructed and then going up Beaver Street, where there will be replacing the sewer and the water and the roadbed and the sidewalks and all of that. As those things wear out, we have to replace them. And so it'll be a hassle for those people in those neighborhoods for a brief time. But then when it's done, we'll have some nice infrastructure that hopefully will last us for decades. So that'll be a big project. There's going to be some major resurfacing on Judson Drive from, from South Spring to Lincoln Avenue, I think. About a little over half of that, of Judson Drive, will be resurfaced, which it is wonderful because it greatly needs it. We're in preliminary. I don't know where we are with the Madison Street. Eventually, the northern area of Madison Street is also going to be replaced, and I believe that's part of that is scheduled for this summer. Again, and that's major. That's sewer, water, roadbed, sidewalk, adding of bike lanes, which I think is exciting because that's on such a busy street. A bike lane is needed. So yeah, I think those are the major street projects. And then of course, every summer we resurface or dry seal, I believe, about 10 miles of road in addition to the major reconstruction. So the road crew's always busy. They're already out. I know they've been picking up brush this week and getting our parks ready for the season, and always lots to do in the spring.
You bet. I'm speaking with Bobby Mark, mayor of Beaver Dam, on Party Line this morning here on WBEV. Before we leave the spring and these upcoming couple of months, I know you wanted to spend a little bit of time highlighting a big event. It's going to be here in the area, the Arts and Peonies Festival. So take it away, Madam Mayor.
Well, thank you. One of the things that is really exciting but also a little bit daunting is the fact that just as fate would have it, normally we have this wonderful Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival, which is a local homegrown festival right here in town. But there are two other events that are all happening that same weekend that are going to make it an extra special year. First of all, the American Peony Society is choosing to hold their annual convention here in Beaver Dam, which is really exciting. So we're going to have lots and lots of visitors. But then what's extra special is normally as part of the convention, they have a series of classes and workshops that normally are only for their members. But because of the relationship that we've developed around peonies, they're opening all of those workshops to the public. So those are going to be held at the Beaver Dam High School. And in addition, the society also has a national flower show highlighting peonies and everything, from arrangements to individual kinds of peonies. And that's going to be taking place also in the field house at the high school. And again, normally that's not open to the public, but they're making that all available to the citizens of Beaver Dam. So I think that's really exciting, an extra special peony festival this year. On top of all the cool stuff that happens with past peony festivals, the Ovens Peony Farm is open for tours and for photo ops, and it's Wisconsin's largest stem-cut peony farm. So they'll have daily tours. On Friday and Saturday, they have the Brunch and Blossom Stroll, which offers food and among the blossoms. There will be, of course, our art market on Maple Street with all kinds of artists selling their wares. There will be a community mural painting session. We're going to see the wonderful jackets of Mike LaCrone that Lois Levenhagen, our own Beaver Dam seamstress, produced. So that exhibit that was there last year will continue. If you didn't have a chance to see it, it's absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. There will be art classes. There will be a storytelling festival at the Historical Society for ghost stories. That's what the third, fourth year of the Ghost Story Festival. There'll be yarn bombing. So all of the things that we associate with the Peony Festival will be continuing. But then, as if that isn't enough, that same weekend it happens that we are also having our Taste of Wisconsin. And that is a wonderful fest where you can, for one ticket price, you can have beer, cheese, and wine, all of the sampling that you desire. And you can just taste the best that Wisconsin has to offer. So all of that is happening June 13th, 14th, and 15th in downtown Beaver Dam. So really exciting. I hope people get out and enjoy those things that appeal to them. But the other thing I wanted to mention is because all of these things are happening on the same weekend, it's kind of a perfect storm in that we really need volunteers, that there are jobs that take an hour, there are jobs that can take the afternoon, there's all levels of involvement, but we really could use volunteers to help us with all of these thousands of visitors that will be coming into Beaver Dam, and to help with taking tickets or picking up garbage, or there's all kinds of different jobs. And again, if you have any interest at all, I would encourage you to call Tracy Probst at the Chamber of Commerce, and she will get you set up. But we could really use people to help support these local festivals.
I hope that some local residents hear your call and give Tracy a call on Monday. You just mentioned something I was not aware of. Those spectacular Mike LaCrone jackets were produced in little old Beaver Dam?
Yes, Lois Levenhagen, seamstress extraordinaire, has been doing Mike LaCrone's jackets for decades. She makes those. She consulted with him every year for the theme and what his ideas were, and You know, they would talk about like what antics he would be up to so that he would have the right kind of, you know, flexibility in his jacket to do those tricks. And so it's pretty cool. And I've been to several talks that she's given about those jackets, and she just has some amazing stories. So really cool.
Thank you. Again, I was not aware of the connection. That's fantastic. And I'm going to take a brief break from our conversation this morning on the phone with Beaver Dam Mayor Bobby Mark. We need to share a few messages with you. And in the meantime, let me remind our listeners, if maybe you have a question that I haven't thought of to ask the mayor, you can text it over to me right now. 920-887-9595 is the WBEV talk and text line. Be happy to pass that question on to the mayor. Again, 920-887-9595. More with Mayor Bobby Mark in about 2.5 minutes here on WBEV. On the phone with me this morning for our party line interview is Mayor Bobby Mark of the city of Beaver Dam. And again, a reminder, if there's a question or thought you want me to share with the mayor, you can text it to me at 920-887-9595. Madam Mayor, you mentioned you've been mayor for a few months now, have served on the council. It's a big change from being a member of a board and then taking the reins, I guess, of the organization. So did you have some goals in mind? Were there some things you wanted to do as mayor? Talk a little about that transition, why you stepped into the mayor's office.
Sure. Well, the main reason that I ran was because I saw the tremendous amount of growth and progress that we had seen under Mayor Becky Gluin. She had been mayor for, I believe, six or seven years, and she had a vision. She definitely had a plan, and she set about to execute that plan. She did a great job, and so Beaver Dam was seeing some wonderful changes. And then when Becky needed to step down and go to a different job, this was an opportunity for Beaver Dam to either continue on that path or to step back. And my opponent felt that we needed to take a step back, and I did not. I feel like we just are getting some momentum. We need to continue to push forward with these positive changes, and so that's why I got into the race. So in terms of my plans for the future, I just want to continue the growth and development that we've seen in the past few years. So that includes housing. I think everybody's aware of the housing shortage. That is a national issue. But here in Beaver Dam, so far we've been fortunate enough right now. We have 4 different kinds of housing projects that are in various stages of completion. We have single-family homes out on Olinger Road with the Stony Ridge project. We have the Monarch Lakeview project down on the corner of La Crosse and 3rd Street, where they're doing luxury condos, but also family townhomes. And then I believe, I'm not sure if they've decided what other kinds of condos are going to fill that site. We have Rivers Row, which I think is really exciting. It's 24 individual townhomes right across the street from the Watermark on Cantathia Way. So that'll be some housing right in downtown, that it'll include garages and I believe all 2-bedroom homes, and that'll be a nice addition. And then we're also just starting, there's the Crystal Lake apartments, which are going to be just north of Walmart, just to the west of the Goodwill store. Out, you'll be able to see them from 151, and that's going to be 60 units, 5 2-story buildings that will contain apartments as well. So we're fortunate that we have those items in the pipeline already on the books. And I'm happy to say there has been interest from other housing developers in various places in the city. Right now we don't have anything, there aren't any commitments, there isn't anything solid, but there is interest, and developers have been asking questions about potential other housing in Beaver Dam. So I'm really excited about that. That's a major push. Another thing I'm excited about is we want to continue, you know, the city owns assets, whether it's streets or a sewer system or, you know, the city hall or the fire department, all of those things are assets the city owns, and the city has to maintain them if we want to, you know, keep up our responsibilities to the taxpayer. And so one thing I'm very excited about is our public library is going through a major renovation. It hasn't had a major renovation since it was built over 40 years ago. And that all those efforts are starting to come to fruition. They have already have a new roof and new windows, and now they're looking at an interior remodeling, and that hopefully will start this summer. And that's going to result in a much more user-friendly and sort of library for the 21st century, making sure that patrons have the kinds of technology and facilities that people use now, and enhanced. It's going to be really great. So I'm looking forward to that. Again, continuing progress and improvement. I'm also hopeful that as we continue to look at the development of our city parks, we've had a major push to renovate Swan City, sort of the jewel in our park crown. And we've completed stage one, which included the lagoons and the rebuilding of the, from the wading pool, the transition to the fabulous splash pad. Now we're entering stage two, and I'm encouraging people, if you have fond memories of spending time in Swan City Park, if you've sat under the springhouse canopy and enjoyed a picnic, or if you've ever been to the Bandshell to see a dance recital or one of the many concerts that take place there, right now the phase two of that project is focusing on the springhouse and the Bandshell and renovating those and getting those preserved so they can serve us for another 50 to 100 years. And so we're doing a major capital campaign. We're raising funds. We have I'm sorry, I don't recall the amount of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars already earmarked, already collected, some city funds, but mostly private donations to help support these historic and vital features of that wonderful park. So, again, pushing forward, progress, making Beaver Dam just a wonderful place to live.
The mayor of Beaver Dam, obviously a wonderful spokesperson for the city, but I'm only giving her a half an hour, so we'll have to invite her back to tell us more wonderful things. A quick question before we go. You've been in the mayor's office now for a few months. Has there been something that has surprised you?
I wouldn't say surprised, because as a council member, I think you get a kind of a taste of what is happening in city government. But one of the things that has been confirmed and it makes me really happy, and I think the people of Beaver Dam should know, is just how truly professional and talented and dedicated our professional city staff is. We really have some amazing people on the city payroll who are looking out for our best interests. You know, as an elected official, we come and go. You know, we're could be replaced every 2 years, or in the mayor's case, every 3 years. But those people are there as their career, and they're doing just an awesome job for the citizens.